as a new believer, I knew that the things I struggled with were unholy. I just didn't know how to change it. Welcome to session 8 of Arise and Shine's devotional. Today we are talking about our one and only offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit. Spiritual warfare is not a game, but I want to liken it for just a moment to playing cards to give us a picture. I've been familiar with the word trump since a young age and understood the power it held. My parents played a lot of card games, and when I was growing up, many times we got the privilege of joining in. And my favorite game was spades. And if you know the game, or any game with trump cards for that matter, you know how it works. When you play a trump card, it has power over every other suit. As children of God, our deck is full of trump cards, the word of God. And anytime the enemy tries to take us out with a lie, we have a trump card to overcome it. In Ephesians 6:17, we are told that the word of God is a sword. And it is not by chance that the sword of the Spirit and the helmet of salvation are in the same verse. It says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You know, without the helmet, our sword would be useless. In the last devotion, we covered the importance of both filling our mind with truth, the word of God, and keeping the world's garbage out. When we do that, we are taking our helmet and preparing for battle. Then, when we need to use our sword, our weapon is sharpened and ready. And Jesus is our greatest example. When Satan tempted him in the wilderness, he had been fasting for 40 days. This is in Matthew chapter 4. And it's toward the end of his fast. And Satan tempted Jesus and he said, if you are the Son of God, first of all, he's questioning his identity to begin with, right? He says, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. Jesus answered, no. I love that. It says no with an exclamation mark. That's how we should be answering Satan. No. The scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus knew the word of God. The Holy Spirit brought it to remembrance, and Jesus' sword was sharp and ready, and he didn't hesitate. So what does that look like for us? Guys, I'm going to give you a really ugly example from my own life. For years as a child and into my adulthood, I was teased a lot about the things I would say or do, and I really believed I was stupid. But amongst all the laughs and jabs, people told me that I was pretty. Well, as a young teenager, that became my identity. And I thought, well, I'm not smart, but I guess I'm pretty. So fast forward to my mid-20s, I was in a business surrounded by beautiful, successful women. And everywhere I turned, there was someone who threatened my identity because I felt ugly compared to their pretty. And if I wasn't pretty, then the only identity I had was stupid. And so in our business meetings, as one woman stood to my left and another to my right, their names were called and applauded as I sat in my chair looking up at them and, of course, clapping along. But my heart physically ached and my gut burned with envy. Guys, it didn't matter how much I invested in my business, I was never successful enough. It didn't matter how many fashion garments I added to my wardrobe, I was never fashionable enough. And it didn't matter how much I worked out or the next best mascara I tried, I was never pretty enough or fit enough, and I felt incapable of ever measuring up. This is a torturous environment for anyone struggling with their identity. But the Lord knew that I needed these women in my life, and God had me in a crucible. I just didn't know it at the time. But as a new believer, I knew that the things I struggled with were unholy. I just didn't know how to change it. So I began to look for scriptures that spoke to this battle that I was in, and every time I came across a verse that spoke to who I was, I'd write it on a note card. And those became my trump cards, my sword. And I'd carry these cards with me in my purse or my back pocket, especially when I went to business events. And when I would begin to feel my heart ache and like envy manifest in my gut like a raging fire, I would excuse myself to the bathroom. Like, excuse me, pardon me. And you guys, honestly, I would hide in a stall and I would reach for my sword and declare the truth of who God said I was. And then I would hold those cards to my heart and pray that the Lord would make them true to me and purify my heart. My heart didn't agree yet, but it would. The sword of the Spirit is the only offensive weapon we have, you guys, and it is the only one that we need. When we take the word of God and use it to destroy the enemy's lies, it will heal and deliver us so that we can walk in the fullness of who we are and fulfill God's purpose in our lives. This victory over envy is one of many battles won. And I don't know about you, maybe right now you're battling the lie that you're never going to succeed or that God will never fulfill the desire in your heart to be married or that you always live with financial lack or with marital problems. Guys, open your Bible. Find the truth and go into battle with it. If you don't know where to find it, Google it. Like, type in scriptures about financial provision. It'll pop up. Philippians 4:19. Then open the front of your Bible's index, find where Philippians is, and write the verse down. If you don't have a physical Bible, get the Bible app. It's super easy to use. And then you're ready. You're ready when the enemy comes at you. Take up your sword as you reach for that trump card and declare God's truth. But then listen. After that, don't contradict it. Okay, in James 3:10, it says, "And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right." You know, when I declare God's truth in the bathroom stall, you are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. But then I stand in front of the mirror and pick out all my flaws and tell everyone I hate my freckles, I contradict God's word. When I pull out my sword and declare God's promise that he will take care of all of my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus, but then I look at my bank account and complain that there's not enough, I oppose God's word. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, "Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose." God gave our words power. He's not going to take that power away. We get to choose to use it as a weapon to fight for us or against us. All right, guys, that is what I have for you today. Next, we are going to talk about unanswered prayer. How do we protect our hearts from offense toward the Lord when we're faced with unanswered prayer? Again, guys, my book is available on my website. It's 30% off for the month of April. You can grab it on there. You can also invite me to speak at your church event or women's group right on my website. It's jamienthompson.com. Guys, thanks for being here. If this message taught you something, blessed you, ministered to you, help me get the word out. Click share and you can like and subscribe and help me spread the word.